Numerous colleges and universities across the country have shifted from in-person instruction to online operations in an attempt to stop or at least slow the spread of the coronavirus. Ball State is one of those institutions. Wednesday evening, the university's president, Jeff Mearns, announced by email the university will shift from traditional classroom instruction to mostly online teaching beginning this coming Monday through April 30th, the end of the spring semester. President Mearns joins us now to talk about that decision. And President Mearns, welcome.
Good morning, Stan. It's good to be with you again.
Well, so far as I know, you're the first university president in Indiana or anywhere to directly address a live broadcast audience regarding COVID-19 and the institution's response. So we appreciate your time and presence.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, when did you and your cabinet, the vice presidents, discuss a possible campus shutdown?
Well, we began contingency planning several weeks ago as it became apparent that the virus was spreading to the United States. And that planning has continued through today and will continue as we go forward. I want to share just a couple of general thoughts, though, as we speak about the specific steps that we've taken and really just provide what I think are two important points about perspective. And one is, you know, clearly our fundamental mission is education, but our paramount responsibility is to protect the health and safety of our students, our faculty, our staff, and those women and men who come to our campus as visitors. So the decisions need to be put in that point. But we also, as you know, Stan, one of our enduring values we articulate as social responsibility. And so the steps that we've taken also are consistent with our responsibility on our campus, in our community, and in our country to mitigate the pace and spread of this virus. We have that responsibility to participate in a comprehensive and coordinated strategy all across our country. And that strategy really involves one overarching goal, which is one, to take those steps to prevent large gatherings on campus, to minimize the risk that somebody will bring that virus to our campus, because we do not have any confirmed cases yet on the Ball State campus. But also the second and related is that if one of the members of our campus were to be infected, we don't want them to infect somebody else who will then go off campus and facilitate the spread. So that context is important as we think about the specific steps that we've taken.
Okay. What was the institutional process, the internal process specifically?
So we have a couple of committees that are charged with preparing for or responding to crises, a crisis management team, and we actually have a smaller group with some overlapping membership that actually are prepared to deal with these kind of epidemics and pandemics. So they have been organized and mobilized now for several weeks, and as the pace of the changing events has increased, they've been speaking and meeting not only on a daily basis, but often several times a day. They've been consulting, of course, national experts in the CDC. They've also been coordinating with state public health officials, with the IU health system, and here with local county and city health officials. So it's been a coordinated and consultative process.
So the decision to go mostly online was your call?
It was ultimately my call that I made on Wednesday morning.
How did you feel about that?
I felt it was a necessary step. There was a part of me on the rational and objective side. It was not really a close call. The question was how to implement it and how to communicate it. But I certainly felt empathetic for the people who are going to be affected. I know quite clearly that this is going to be a significant disruption for many people. It will be a disappointment as well. So undoubtedly, it was both a rational and an empathetic response.
Well, students with whom I spoke, and as you know, and many of our listeners know, I teach full time here at Ball State and Department of Telecommunications. Students with whom I spoke who live in residence halls are concerned about housing and dining. Can they stay? I believe they can. Can they leave campus? Can they just move out and go home? And one student asked if they come back to their dorm room, can they come back after leaving? And another one asked, are there any refunds?
Well, so we have decided not to close the campus, and that includes we have decided not to close the residence halls and the dining halls, but we're leaving it up to each individual student and that student's family to make the decision that they think is in their best interest. For some of our students, going home will be the safest and secure place to continue to access the education on campus. But for some of our students, the safest and cleanest place might be to stay on our campus. So we're continuing to be very aggressive. Our facility staff are being very aggressive to maintain the cleanliness of our dining and residence facilities.
A number of seniors, I can imagine if I were a senior in college right now, would be concerned about graduating on time. What guidance do you have for those students?
Well, so I fully appreciate their predicament and certainly empathize with the concern that they have. So first of all, I'm grateful that a couple days ago, the Department of Education has given all colleges and universities greater flexibility to determine how to complete the coursework, so we can work flexibly to get our students to complete the coursework, particularly our seniors. And that flexibility includes around work study and federal financial aid requirements. Some of those requirements would have limited our flexibility. So we're getting that kind of regulatory flexibility. And I have a great deal of confidence in our faculty and our staff. Stan, you've heard me say on many occasions, one of the distinctive attributes of our university is our faculty and staff are personally committed to the success of our students. So we're trying to provide guidance, but also empower our faculty and staff to help our students succeed. And I also have great confidence in the tenacity and persistence and character of our students. This is an extraordinary challenge, but we have the capacity to overcome it.
And speaking of those students, in a time of crisis, regardless of the organization, whether it's a political entity or a public service organization or an educational institution such as Ball State, people look for the leader of that organization for reassurance and for inspiration. And what words would you have now for our students here at Ball State, given the COVID-19 situation?
So what I would say is, let me share with you why I have a sense of confidence and a sense of that we will meet this challenge. And it's not because necessarily I feel intrinsically confident in my own leadership. What I feel confident and grateful for is the expertise of our staff and our faculty who are working on these issues. As I said before, I draw confidence and inspiration from the character of our faculty and staff, and knowing that today and every day, they're prepared to ensure the success of our students. This is an extraordinary challenge, but our faculty and staff over 101 years continue to rise to those challenges. And also, I have great confidence in the character of our students. What I often say is our students don't come to Ball State with a sense of entitlement. They come with a sense of purpose, and they understand our responsibility, our social responsibility as part of our values, to make sacrifices to mitigate the spread and potential harm of this terrible virus.
In so many words, can you say to the students right now, things may get worse before they get better, but we'll get through this?
I think when you think about the spread of the disease and the impact that it will have on individuals in our country, undoubtedly it will get a bit worse. But I think on our campus, we will continue to rise to that challenge, and we will once again show what makes this university so strong and so distinctive.
President Mearns, thanks for your time this morning. So far as I know, you're the only college president who's come in and addressed a live audience, at least on the radio. So again, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Stan.